Chapter 3. A Shock. I saw them again, briefly, a few months later, before I left for the United States. I'd gone into a bookshop to buy some books for the journey, and they were there, looking at maps. "We're planning our summer climb," Victor told me. "I wish you'd change your plans and join us." "That's impossible," I said. "But I'll be back in September, and I'll get in touch with you then. Where have you decided to go?" "It was Anna's choice," said Victor. "She found a place that looks completely inaccessible. It's somewhere you and I have never climbed." He pointed to the map in front of them, and I saw a place marked with a cross. "Monte Veritas," I read. I'd never heard of it. "Make sure to get good guides," I advised them. "What made you choose this place?" Anna smiled. "The name means the Mountain of Truth," she said. "Come with us." I shook my head and wished them a good journey and went on my way. During the following months, I often thought of them and envied them. But I had a successful career and had my own life to live. It was too late to change. When I returned in September, I was surprised to find no letter from Victor. But a couple of days later, I met a mutual friend of ours. After we'd exchanged news, he said to me, "Isn't it a terrible tragedy about poor Victor? Are you going to see him?"
"What do you mean? What tragedy?" I asked. "Has there been an accident?"
"He's terribly ill in a clinic here in London," the friend answered. "He's had a crisis. Did you know that his wife left him? He completely fell to pieces."
I was very surprised. Anna had left him?
I couldn't believe it.
"Did she go off with another man?" I asked.
"I don't know. I assume so," he answered. "Victor has been in the clinic for several weeks now, but he refuses to see anybody."
I said goodbye to the man, jumped into a taxi, and went to the address he had given me. As I had been told that Victor didn't want to see anybody, I wrote a few words on my business card and asked the nurse to take it to him. A few moments later, she came back and took me to his room. I was horrified when she opened the door to see the face that looked up at me from the chair beside the fire. Victor was completely changed. He looked so weak and thin. When the nurse left us, he seemed unable to speak. He just sat there in his pajamas, tears running down his face. Finally, after several minutes, he spoke, and I hardly recognized his voice.
"Anna's gone," he said. "Did you know that? She's gone."
I nodded and put my hand on him to comfort him. "I know," I said, "but it will be all right. She'll come back again, surely." He shook his head. I had never seen such desperation and such complete conviction.
"Oh no, William," he said, "she'll never come back. I know her too well. She's found what she wants."
Then he started to cry again.
"It was the mountain that got her," he whispered. "That damned Monte Veritas. There's a closed sect there. They shut themselves up for life. And she's with them. She'll never come back."